According to a 2015 study, children spend an average of 6.5 hours a day on screens, and the figure's rising. 93% of teen Facebook users share their real name. Sexting is now the 6th top-ranked issue in the list of health concerns for U.S. children, and a 2016 report indicated that nearly 34% of students between ages 12 to 17 have been victims of cyberbullying. Children face real dangers online, but how can parents protect their children without isolating them from the reality of our digitally connected world? This is today's 15 with the author. Will Geddes is one of the world's leading security specialists, and he's out with a new book, Parent Alert: How to Keep Your Kids Safe Online. Welcome to the show, Will.
Thank you for the invite, Terry.
Let's talk first about your credentials. You're in the corporate protection business, correct?
Indeed. I've been in the industry for about 25 years, a little bit more than 25 years, and my background has been in providing specialist security advice and consulting to not only corporates, but private individuals, a few former heads of state, a few foreign royal families, and pretty much everybody in between. And as a result, I've been involved in a variety of different types of cases and responses to situations that have included a number of cyber situations, which we're finding are getting more and more prolific.
Indeed they are. And so obviously, you kind of know what you're talking about here. You go from the adult world, really, and wanted to know what prompted you to write for parents and children.
Well, what was really interesting on this particular occasion, Terry, was I was approached by the publishers, DK, who asked me to help them put this book together. And the first thing that was most surprising was that I immediately and instinctively thought there must be lots and lots of books like this that are already out there. But surprisingly and quite amazingly, there aren't. And this is probably the first book that is covering as extensive a number of subject areas as there are in terms of the risks and the threats that not only kids are presented with, but we as adults are also presented with. And it's funny, in fact, that I've had a number of adults that have read the book who've come back and said, you know what, well, in addition to this obviously being good advice for our kids, there's a lot of best practice that we ourselves should be following also.
Oh, absolutely. And as I look through, well, I just opened the page with all the chapters. In fact, there are 16 that go from talking to your kids about it, creating healthy tech environment, to smart tech toys, cosmetics, online shopping, pornography, and a whole list of so many things, cyberbullying and trolls, etc. I love the way you have set up the book. And again, I want to say we're talking with Will Geddes. He is the author of Parent Alert: How to Keep Your Kids Safe Online. And what I really liked about it is that you also have moms, Nadia and Kay, giving real life scenarios. Where did they come from, and how did that connection happen?
Well, the connection with Nadia and Kay came from the fact that they are both very recognizable faces here in the United Kingdom in terms of that they host a very popular daytime show, very similar to The View that you guys have in the States. Mm-hmm. And they are often speaking about parental issues, family issues on the show, and they became very integral in this whole process. And it was important also for me that I got that sort of leveled perspective. For example, Nadia's children are homeschooled, whereas Kay's children go to conventional school. So they came at it from very different parenting aspects, and therefore it allowed me to bounce off their concerns, their worries, their own day-to-day expectations of what they believe their kids are potentially facing, and then to calibrate it to a sort of a realistic and sort of measured level. And one of the things with the book was that I wanted to ensure that it not only could appeal to the tech-savvy adult, who is probably very conversant and well-aligned to dealing with technology on their own devices, but also to the parents that feel completely in a void in terms of how to manage their child's devices and their online life. And so I believe we've struck a really good medium between the two, so neither feel alienated, and both have something to get from this book.
Oh, yeah. As I said, I really love the format of the book because, frankly, that whole world can get really rather daunting for people, most average parents that aren't constantly working with the technology. So to have this set up the way it is extremely helpful. And I would really urge any parent to get the book, Parent Alert. It is by Will Geddes. And I love the action plans you have and the takeaways. There is so much information in this book. And again, the layout is fantastic. Talk to our listeners about how to practice cybersecurity, especially on social media accounts, because they can be so scary.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the first thing I'd like to almost preempt with is that the one thing with this book is there are going to be thousands of parents out there, if not millions of parents, who will be facing the same situations with their own children. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I wanted parents to realize in the way that we've shaped this book is, and that's not just for parents, it could be for carers and for teachers, and we've had enormous amounts of response from schools. I've been doing some talks at schools, and a lot of the teachers now integrating the book into some of their briefings and discussions with the children. But I really wanted parents not to feel isolated and going, oh my goodness, am I the only person who's experiencing this? And just the number of cases that come through even just my hands that are so similar, the first thing I generally say to parents is, don't feel alone. You are not the only person who's experiencing this, but there is help, and that's the key thing. Now, in terms of the cyber protection generally, again, the publishers said to me, they said, Will, we want a book that can cover children between 7 and 17. Now, I turned around and I said, look, that's an interesting demographic because realistically, I believe that between the ages of 7 and 13, we're looking at best practice. We're looking at starting their digital and their virtual lives in such a way that they can start off on the best foot forward. They can have secure devices. They understand what digital imprinting is in terms of the digital footprint that they're leaving online, how they can conceal some of their information, how they can set up their privacy so they're not relinquishing all that personal data, which could either be opportune by marketing companies, as we've seen with Facebook and Cambridge Analytics recently, or could be exploited by predators. And then between the ages of 13 and 17, kids go on this massively accelerated learning curve where they're almost into a vertical that they surpass what their parents' capabilities might be. And where the book hopefully serves an advantage for them is in what I would call the crisis management. It's when things have gone wrong, what you can do to recover that situation. We even put at the back of the book this kind of timeline for ages to also show what I believe is the appropriate things that children should be doing at certain age thresholds, which I think I've had, you know, a lot of parents will find it really helpful. I've certainly had some fantastic feedback to say, yes, I know that at this age, that's what my child should realistically be doing. And when you bear in mind that certainly going back to your point on social media, most, if not all, social media requires a minimum age of 13 to sign up. Yet nearly a quarter of 8 to 11-year-old children have a social media profile. And I know of even children of the age of 5 having a social media profile.
That just seems wrong. It just seems wrong at 5 years old to have that. And I guess it's scary, too, because as I read in your book, and I had no idea about this, I'm not on Snapchat, but there's something called Snap Map that monitors literally where your child is.
Absolutely. And this was something that Nadia and Kay discovered, and this is where I first was introduced to Nadia and Kay, that Snapchat actually introduced a new feature in one of their app updates, which then by default revealed the location of all their users, which is incredibly scary because that would mean that any predator could potentially see exactly where they were at any given time. Now, Snapchat, give them all due respect, they jumped on top of it very quickly and released a new update to ensure that that didn't happen, but certainly advised people in how to set their privacy. But this brings me back to one of the key fundamentals, which is regardless of the app or the website that you're using, one of the things that parents and children alike should get to understand first and foremost when downloading any new product like an app is the privacy settings, because that is the gates to protecting you and the outside world. And especially with children, one of the biggest concerns in my mind is the revealing of their location, which could then be opportuned.
We've had incidents locally in which children have been solicited by predators. The police have gotten involved after parents have found evidence on their phones. And one of the other things that is brought up in your book, again, we're speaking with Will Geddes. He is the author of Parent Alert. And it is about what to do with that child's phone then at that point. Do you take it away?
Well, there are three things that I generally will underwrite a lot of my advice by, and I would say are the mainstays for any parent, carer, or teacher, but predominantly parents, and that is what I call the three T's. And that is, number one is trust, and that is mutual between the parent and the child. I think it can be very counterproductive to spy on the child. I mean, spy apps. In my more other alternate sort of professional world, spy apps are used quite a lot. But with children, if the child discovers you have a spy or eavesdropping app on their device, you can lose their trust immediately, and then you're going to be getting into a whole world of difficulties. But I think an active interest is absolutely key in terms of understanding what they're doing online, and as you would with their friends in the real world, engage yourself in finding a little bit more about their friends in the virtual world. Who are they talking to? Where are those people? What are their interests? You want to try and understand a little bit more of what your child is doing without necessarily ring-fencing them too tightly, because we need to allow them to explore. And the second thing is really teamwork, which is you working with your child in understanding what apps they're using, what sites they're going on. And even independently as a parent, go online, have a look at the reviews of that app. Are there other parents that are picking up on problems that, although your child may not have experienced yet, might experience because there is some flaw, like Snap Maps had, that you're in a situation where it could be exploited? And then very, very lastly, it's talking. And that is almost the most important aspect, which is engaging with your child and enabling them to be able to come forward and talk to you about things, to explain what they are confused about. Is there anything that they've seen that's upset them? Again, it's important also, now there's a big chapter, as you might have seen in that, Jerry, about talking to your children, that it actually goes into detail about making sure you're not judgmental and that the child doesn't feel there's going to be recriminations if they come and talk to you, or their device being confiscated for that matter. Because I certainly managed a number of cases where the child has been so fearful because of those aspects of going to their parent, or they're so embarrassed that they didn't want their parent to find out they'd done what they believe or recognize to be silly, and the situation has only got worse. And that can be on a number of levels, even to the child's health.
Right, exactly. And that's why, again, it's so important to protect your children. And again, the book Parent Alert, How to Keep Your Kids Safe Online, with the security expert Will Geddes. And also Nadia and Kay, as they are in the book, the moms, and really appreciate your time. And what is there any one overall thing that you may have missed to tell our listeners about before you have to go?
Well, that's very sweet. There's an awful lot of that. I mean, and you and I, I'm sure, could chat for ages
on this.
We could. I would suggest that if they get the book, and I think every parent, care, and teacher should get it. I think it's a good book to be able to have just in the background to read, to consult. I know people will pick it up and they'll look at the subjects which they're most concerned about and then hopefully go to some of the other chapters as well. But it's ensuring that you're listening to your instinct and teaching your child to listen to their instinct as well. And then, whereas we as adults have more life experience to actually rationalize that instinct a bit better, For children, that can create confusion, and by confusion, that can be exploited, whether that be by a predator, by someone with malintent, someone who wants to upload a ransomware or malware to their computer, but it makes them more vulnerable. And unfortunately, it's only often with the years and experience that we become a little bit more savvy.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Thank you so much for your time, Will. We appreciate it. And again, the book, Parent Alert, How to Keep Your Kids Safe Online by Will Geddes. This is a must-have book. Thank you.
Many thanks.